Hello and welcome to this latest episode of the Muscle Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Poulter. And in today's episode, we will be going over the four biggest muscle building mistakes that you might be currently making. And the question is, do you ever feel like you are training hard in the gym, but your muscles don't seem to be getting any bigger? Or are you eating a ton of protein, in your opinion, and calories, but you can't seem to gain weight? If you can relate to this, if you've ever felt like this, then keep listening because I'm here to help you out. So the first biggest mistake I see people making when looking to build muscle is that they're not tracking their calories on MyFitnessPal. So MyFitnessPal is a free app. It's an app you can download in the App Store for free. You do not need the paid premium version. So I'm going to save you like $5 a month. So you can thank me for that. And you need to start tracking your calories. I was a skinny guy. I was like 65 kilos when I was 18. For context, I'm like 81 kilos and 32 now. So it's been a process. But I thought I was eating enough. I thought I was eating enough calories to put me in a calorie surplus. I thought I was eating enough calories to put me in a position to build muscle. Well, I wasn't. It was only when I was introduced to this app, MyFitnessPal, that I actually start eating enough calories and finally got myself in a calorie surplus, which is necessary for muscle building. So what you need to do is start tracking your food. And in the most simplest way of doing it, weigh yourself today, track your food for a week, try and average the same amount of calories most days. And if this time next week you are not heavy on the scales, so long as you're training hard in the gym and you're hitting your protein and you're lifting weights, it's unlikely you're in a calorie surplus. And that's it. And guess what? You just eat more the following week. But here's the thing. If you're not tracking your calories on MyFitnessPal or anywhere, even if you want to use a pen, paper, and a calculator like we used to do before MyFitnessPal, makes me feel old, you need to track them somewhere. And you need to know how many calories you're having. Because if you don't, it's going to be near on impossible for you to ever start to see gains in building muscle and building size. So start tracking your calories. The second biggest mistake I see when people are trying to build muscle mass is using progressive overload. So to give you an idea of what progressive overload means, it means using either a heavier weight or doing more reps in the gym, at home, or outside with your workouts. An example of progressive overload would be if you normally do 3 sets of 10 with 10 kilos, then the following week you should be doing 3 sets of 10 with 12 kilos, 14 kilos, and over time either increase the reps or the sets or the weight you're lifting. One of those three is a good place to start. So one way to make sure that you are progressively overloading is, again, start tracking your workouts. So typically, I get my clients inside Muscle Fitness to do two things. They track their food, they track their workouts, and maybe a third thing, track their steps. But let's just stick with the workouts for now. What you need to do is start tracking your workouts. Again, pen and paper, or there's apps, or if you're inside the program, you've got access to our app that does it all for you. You have to start tracking it. But understand that in order to progress, not just in fitness as well, this is a lesson for life, you need to overload. So for example, in life, it's only when you have added stress, more things on your plate, do you then progress, because you then move to the next level. It forces you to change. It forces you to grow. The same applies in muscle building. If you're not progressively overloading, if you're not giving your body more stress, putting more necessary demand on your body, it's not going to change. So that's number two. And number three of four, you aren't training with guys or girls bigger than you. Okay. One of the best things I ever did was got myself a personal trainer. Big dude. Shout out to Lloyd. Me and Marcus went and saw Lloyd in the gym years ago, back in the day. And he wrote us our first program. And I think David as well, my friend David, he absolutely beasted us in the gym, put us through some crazy workouts, big dude, and taught me how big dudes lift heavy, hard, intense. And seeing someone bigger and stronger than me just pushed me to want to be bigger and stronger with good form. That's the caveat. And then again, what I did after that was I trained with my friend Marcus. Shout out to my friend Christian as well. Bigger guys than me, better shape than me, bigger muscles, stronger. And because I was like chasing them down, they're still stronger than me to this day, but I was chasing them down anyway. It just forced me to play at a higher level. It's like if you want to become a millionaire, you want to hang around with a millionaire. If you want bigger muscles, find a guy with bigger muscles. If you want a six pack, hang out with a guy with a six pack. If you're a lady listening to this that wants bigger glutes, or wants better legs or a more toned up a body, go and find someone that's got it and go and train with them. But you've got to train with people that have got the thing you want, or they're at least a level up. For your ego, you might enjoy training with people who are in worse shape than you, or not as strong as you, or don't have the thing you want. But if you really want to, you know, progress and see change in your body and build muscle, hang out with someone bigger and stronger than you. Okay. Number four, that should say, for the YouTube crew, apologies, that should say four or four. Your training is good for your ego, but bad for your muscles. And what I mean by this is you're training with bad form. Okay. You're going in, you're choosing the weight you want to lift, but then you're trying to make the reps fit. An example of this might be you just really want to bench press 100 kilos and you're doing sets of like one or two with crappy form, lifting your hips up, just so you can tell people that you lifted 100 kilos today. But you forget to tell them you only did it for one rep. Whereas instead, if you want to build your muscles in like a muscle building rep range, anything between like 5 to 30 reps close to failure, you wouldn't be going lower than say 5 reps. And you'd be trying to find a weight that you can use for 5 reps, not a weight that you want to use to show off your ego to your friends and your mates in the gym. Because on the beach, when you're in your swim shorts, when you with your big pecs, your big arms, your big shoulders, do you think people really care about what you bench? They might have an idea of what you bench, what you can bicep curl. But let me ask you now, and I want you to visualize this and think about this right now, guys. Would you rather have a chest that's twice as big as it is now, twice as big a biceps, but you can only lift the same amount of weight you can lift right now? Or would you rather be able to lift twice as much weight, but know that you're going to have the same size muscles forever? I personally know what I want and would say to that. And I also know what a lot of the guys and girls inside my programs will say when I pose this question to them. So one big mistake is you're training your ego and you're not training your muscles. So train them with good form and with correct weights. So to recap, number one, start tracking using MyFitnessPal. Go download it off the back of listening to this podcast. Do not hang around. Do it for 7 days. Weigh yourself today. Weigh yourself in a week's time. And if you aren't heavier on the scales or don't look bigger in the mirror, keep eating more until that starts happening. Number two is start tracking your workouts. Download an app or write them on a piece of paper or join one of our programs so you get access to our app. Number three, start training with someone bigger or stronger than you. Do that like straight away. Think of your buddy or even just go up to someone in the gym, random guy or girl that's in bigger and better shape than you and say, hey, can we train together? See what they say. And number four is drop the weights and start again with good form. So if you know that listening to this, you're like, oh shit, Dan's called me out. I know that I'm going way too heavy on these exercises. Drop the weights, drop the ego. Don't worry about it. No one knows. And start again with good form. And that's it. That's all, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this latest episode of the Muscle Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Poulter. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, me personally, at Dan the Fitness Coach. That's my account. And then the business page is at Muscle Fitness UK. Sharing daily like tips, tricks, advice, hacks, implementable tutorials. And if you haven't yet booked in for a free strategy session with myself or one of the team, go book a call and for free, we'll give you a plan of action. And if you want to learn more about how we can help you with that plan of action, then great. And if you just want to take the plan of action and go do it on your own, then that's also cool with us. And I'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.